Hi, welcome to the Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy podcast. I'm Nicole Hamilton, and this is episode number 4. Today I wanted to share with you a bit about a bird that I absolutely love, the chimney swift. I wanted to share this with you now because coming up on August 8th, 9th, and 10th is the first survey window for a swift night out. I'll do a blog posting with more detail about the survey, but wanted to bring this to your attention now in case you get interested and wanted to participate. So I first discovered chimney swifts, or maybe I should say they first discovered me, when we moved to Waterford in 1999 and they showed up in our chimney. Ever since then, each March I call the chimney sweep, and whether they say it needs it or not, I have the chimney sweeped. Before moving to Waterford, I would have had our chimney cleaned more on an as-needed basis every few years based on safety concerns. Today, having it cleaned out is a yearly requirement, but it's less for our safety than it is for the safety of the chimney swifts and for the nestlings that I hope will use our chimney as their summer home. Looking back, my relationship with these birds began by mistake. Our builder forgot to put a cap on our chimney, and 3 months after we moved in, so too did the chimney swifts, migrating back from Peru looking for a summer home. I heard a beating of wings and a chittering that was very unfamiliar, especially for a chimney. So I jumped into research mode, and I learned as much as I could about these birds, and the more I did, the more I was drawn in. The arrival of chimney swifts follows the pace of the waking of spring, for they can travel northward from Peru up through the United States only as quickly as the aerial insects hatch, providing them with the food that they need along the journey. Chimney swifts are amazing little birds. They're about the size of the swallow, but in no way are they related. In fact, looking at their wing structure, they seem to be most related to hummingbirds. They eat only insects, like mosquitoes, termites, flying ants, beetles, caddisflies, mayflies, wasps, and other bugs, and they spend the majority of their waking hours on the wing. All activities from eating to courting to gathering twigs for their nests are all done in flight. Their nest building is particularly interesting. To gather twigs, the chimney swift circles above the selected twig and then dives at it, grasping the twig in its feet as it flies past. It might take a few tries, but once it gets it, the swift transfers the twig from feet to beak, also in flight. And then it goes off to the chimney and places it in the right spot with its saliva. On the masonry, that is. As noted by its name, the chimney swift nests primarily in chimneys. Years long past, they would build their nests in large hollows of dead trees, but with most of the ancient forests having been cut down, the chimney swifts have turned to man-made structures like chimneys and church steeples for nest sites. Inside the chimney, both the male and female work to build the half-saucer-shaped nest that they glue to the masonry with a special saliva. Chimney swifts are monogamous, and they mate for life. They also share all of the duties of brooding and rearing their young by taking turns sitting on the eggs and gathering insects for the babies. When gathering insects to feed their young, the chimney swifts do an interesting thing. In order to maximize their foraging time, they use their gluey saliva to create packets of insects that they then feed to the babies when they return to the nest. The female lays 4 to 5 eggs and will hatch only one brood per year. When the babies hatch, you can certainly hear them inside the chimney calling for food whenever the parent flies in. It always makes me smile when I hear the pattering of the wing beats entering and leaving the chimney and the calls of the babies. Since chimney swifts generally don't begin breeding until age 2, it's not uncommon during this time for non-breeding adults to help lend a helping hand during the rearing. So you could have a bunch of chimney swifts in the chimney, although only with one male and female as the parents. The young will fledge after 2 to 3 weeks, but stay close to the nest until they've built up the strength in their wings to be able to fly all day. At night, the parents and babies continue to roost in the nest, and you can still hear the patter of their wings. The family roosts on the vertical wall of the chimney, overlapping each other in a bat-like mass of bodies and feathers, holding on with their special feet and their tail feathers. Chimney swifts are generally safe from predators because they're so agile and fast, but sharp-shinned hawks may be able to make a meal of them from time to time. Mortality most often comes from fires set in fireplaces where the birds are, especially the babies, and they die from the smoke inhalation. They also die from long rainfalls and cold temperatures, especially in the spring, which clear the air of flying insects, resulting in starvation for the birds. So those are their main threats, some human and some by natural causes. Once the babies have fledged, families of chimney swifts start joining and roosting communally. At night, they can be seen circling above roosting sites, half circling in a clockwise direction, half going counterclockwise, as if in a tornado of flight. And then one by one, they'll drop down into the roost, as if in a continuous thread. It's also been said that upon leaving the roost in the morning, when the young are still growing and learning to fly, adult birds will fly in circles below the young to send up air currents and lighten the flight so that the babies can rise up into the sky. As summer comes to a close, the chimney swifts will assemble together, and then, on one day, without a sign, they'll all depart. They'll depart together all at once and won't be seen again until the next season. This is when our chimney, once so alive, will be quiet again and will be reminded of the turning of the seasons. As the chimney swifts migrate southward, they'll join other flocks, such that thousands of birds are migrating as a single group, headed all the way down to Peru. Populations of chimney swifts are declining due to the lack of large dead trees and people capping their chimneys. Having chimney swifts in your chimney is a great pleasure, at least from my perspective, but certainly is not for everyone. And once they nest, you're committed for the season since they're protected under the Federal Migratory Bird Act. The birds can be gregarious, especially during the nesting time, but for me, it adds life to our chimney and adds a special warmth to our hearth that during a time when it otherwise would be cold. So if you want to learn more about chimney swifts, you can visit our website at www.loudandwildlife.org and click on Educational Resources. From there, look at Books and Resources and select Chimney Swifts. Here you'll find books by Paul and Georgie and Kyle, as well as links to Driftwood Wildlife Association, which is run by Paul and Georgie and Kyle. They're the ones who are organizing the Swift Night Out, and they do all the research on chimney swifts. So if you're interested in getting involved, you can check out their website, and they also have some interesting information on building chimney swift towers. And if you're interested in seeing what a chimney swift tower is like, there are three that we know of that have been constructed in Loudoun. One is at Rust Sanctuary in Leesburg. Another is at the Blue Ridge Center in Nearsville. And a third was created by Mary Young Lutz and her students at Old Dominion High School. And it's pretty neat, so feel free to check that out. Chimney swift towers could be a great project for a scout group or an Eagle Scout project. They take a bit of work to create, and you need to place them in the right habitats, but they're definitely something that could pull in some chimney swifts and be fun to monitor and also provide a nice home for them. So in case I've piqued your interest about chimney swifts, please feel free to join us for a swift night out. And check the blog posting for more details. So let's see, I guess also coming up this Saturday, August 9th at 8 a.m. is our monthly bird walk at Banshee Reeks, and everyone is welcome to that as well. All ages, experience levels, you name it, we're open to, you know, all levels of birders, so come on out. We may see some chimney swifts every once in a while we do at Banshee, and you're welcome to join us. So that's about it for this episode. Keep your eyes and ears toward the sky. Look for the chimney swifts. Listen for their chittering. They're really a neat bird. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you along the trails.